There is an alleged apparition of Our Lady at Gerimbindal that talks about the Great Warning and the illumination of conscience at the end of time. According to the Marian apparition, the Great Warning is the illumination of conscience that comes shortly before the end times, and everyone will personally experience an awareness of their own sinfulness. The person will be alone before God, and that will be a kind of a wake-up call to each human being. While this may sound intimidating, we should all be living our lives with a knowledge of our sinfulness and a constant effort to remedy our faults. If this is about to happen, we need to seriously repent and amend our lives, which we should be doing anyway, in order to obtain favor with God and obtain heaven, our true home. References to the warning and illumination of conscience dates back centuries ago, to the time of Saint Edmund Campion and Blessed Anna Maria Taigi. There are a few prophecies of this illumination of conscience, but the most famous prophecy of the warning was from Our Lady of Gerimbindal, who came to four children in Spain shortly after the third secret was refused to be revealed in 1960. There is a not-so-well-known prophecy concerning the warning and a saint who was known for his devotion towards the Eucharist. It is said that the warning would occur around the feast of a saint known for his devotion towards the Eucharist. So, who could this very saint be? We know that the Holy Father had approved the second miracle attributed to the intercession of Blessed Carlo Acutis, paving the way for his canonization soon. Could Carlo Acutis be the saint mentioned in the 1962 prophecy? In an interview, Antonia Salzano, the mother of Carlo Acutis, shared a dream where Saint Francis of Assisi appeared to her and told her once her son is canonized, God would then fulfill all prophecy and ignite the hearts of the youths by sending down the Holy Spirit to illuminate the hearts of men. Could this be referring to the illumination of conscience? I'll let you decide. No one knows for sure when this illumination of conscience will happen, just like no one knows when Christ will come again. All we can do is be like the wise virgins. Keep the oil in your lamps by remaining in a state of grace. Frequent sacramental confession is the most important thing you can do to prepare for this event, and more importantly, for one's own death and private judgment, which could come at any moment. This is a great time to make a general confession of your whole life, as best you can. If you have not done so already, this means that you prayerfully reflect on your entire life and then confess every mortal sin that you have committed since baptism and remain close to the sacraments. At Gerimbindal, the Blessed Mother appeared holding the rosary and the brown scapular as a silent example for us to take advantage of these important sacramentals.